Welcome to John Graves Kayak Fishing here on Anchor FM. Actually, I'm on I-75 headed northbound out of Lake Chickamauga. I stayed overnight in Cleveland, Tennessee with my in-laws, and it was good, man. Found a great spot on Lake Chickamauga by mistake. One of those beautiful spots you just happen across as you're meandering down a lost road, and you cross a bridge and you go, whoa, where did this slough come from? So I had about a day and a half to spare a week before the Hobie Bass Open Series at Lake Chickamauga, which is going to be held the 4th and 5th. That's next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So a lot of buildup prior to the tournament, and I'm certainly excited with anticipation. It's going to be a good time. It's kind of like a family reunion of friends in a way. I've only been to two Hobie Bass Open Series, and making both of those miserable for AJ. Again, he had to disqualify me on the first one for a late submission. And then on the second tournament, I lost my tourney tag. And boy, credit, giving credit to a bass tournament director that is really doing some fantastic work. AJ, like in the middle of the night, provided a tournament tag for me and left it on his truck window underneath the wiper so that I could go back and return early in the morning, grab that ID, and then be legal to fish the second day of the Hobie Bass Open Series. And that was down in Gunnersville. What a nightmare that whole thing was. But, you know, here we are. Those things happen. They say that for every 10 absolutely chaotic and unsuccessful tournaments or fishing outings that you have at least one good one. So I'm about ready as far as those percentages go for a great, great time down at Lake Chickamauga in Tennessee. If you've never fished this factory, and I say factory because it just pumps out just great, great big bass like a Play-Doh fun machine. It is amazing down there. So I'm using the iTrek 9 inflatable from Strictly Sail and Kayak. Now, I drove the Sonata down here because it gets such great gas mileage, but I can't pull a trailer with it. Nor do I even want to pull a trailer with this car. It's a hybrid. And I don't want to put a rack on top of it either. So keeping the cosmetics of a car as best as I possibly can. And you know, as soon as we start tossing kayaks up on top of cars and leaning fishing poles against them, throwing tackle in these things, they just really start becoming a mess. So I'm hoping to keep this thing as sweet as I possibly can for as long as I can. I'm actually pounding the miles onto the odometer because I also use this as a Lyft and Uber vehicle, and then Lisa uses this car for all of her showings when it comes to the real estate business and stuff like that. So, however, there's a lot of space inside this. When you put the 60/40 back seats down, you open up the trunk and it's kind of like a hatchback in a way. And not designed like a hatchback, not to give you that image, but you have that much space. And with the Hobie iTrek 9, I'm able to deflate that thing. I don't have to put it in the carrying case like I'm going off to Panama City on a plane. I can just simply lay the iTrek 9 in the back of the car. I got the paddle, I got the 180 Mirage drive, I got the removable seat, I got the rudder, I got an American Tackle backpack dry bag filled with rain gear and other provincials. I have four rods, I have the Yak Gadget Low Pro crate, which is a big crate. I have about four Plano boxes and a couple bags of soft plastics all packed in the back here. So I was able to run down to Lake Chickamauga and then immediately get out on the water once I found this place that I had never seen before in my life. I was headed up to Grasshopper Creek, which is just very familiar to me, and I like the people that are in that campground. Very nice people. I know my stuff is being watched and taken care of while I'm away. Nobody does any funny business around the dock there. Nobody's stealing catalytic converters or anything like that, or busting your windows out and taking your 8-track. And I don't mind paying the $5 for the dock fee or the parking fee. So that's always been a favorite place of mine. It's about in the middle of Lake Chickamauga on the east side, just south of our Hiwassee refuge there and the I-60 bridge. Now the boundaries are all the way down to Lake Chickamauga Dam, down near Chattanooga, and then all the way up to Watts Bar Dam, which I've never gone that far, but you do have I-75 repaved right now, and literally if you want to scoot back and forth on I-75, it's literally 90 miles an hour. So once I left Cleveland and I got on the highway cruising up to Watts Bar, it was blazing speed. So you do have that opportunity to really shift gears with your dock and launch decisions. If things aren't going well for you in one area, it's pretty easy here at Lake Chickamauga, with plenty of drop-off points for kayaks anyway, like the one that I just recently found. Again, it's one of them bridges that you're going down this road. It's a one lane road, and you think that you're in somebody's driveway and you're waiting to pull up to some big gates or some big barn or something, you know, a big pile of cars or whatever. And you cross this bridge and you look left and right and you're like, what is this? And bass were just smashing on the surface. So there's a lot of activity where I found this little ramp that's not good for a kayak trailer, but for my car, I can just park it down on this little, it's not even a ramp, it's just this little pull-off spot, and boom, the water is right there, and I can inflate the Hobie iTrek 9 in about I can get it out in the water in probably 4 minutes, which isn't too bad, and I'm ready to rock and roll. So a lot of good things are happening in the make. We're going to be talking a little bit more about Lake Chickamauga and the Hobie Bass Open Series coming up here in just another week. We are super excited. It's getting built up. This thing sold out faster than a Garth Brooks concert. It went in like 9 minutes, so there's a lot of excitement building up. So we'll be back, and thank you once again for tuning in to John Graves Kayak Fishing here on Anchor FM. Welcome back to John Graves Kayak Fishing. Here we are in some just sweet little cove, parked back in Stone Lake Lake. Pretty private back here. Haven't seen a whole lot of traffic, although there is a lot of people on the lake today. But it's happy Memorial Day weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, a Sunday, and a lot of people taking advantage of the beautiful weather that we have here in southwestern Ohio. It doesn't feel like Ohio right now. It feels like we belong next to a beach. I have my American Tackle Denali shirt on, and I am cool under the sun. But we parked back in this cove right now. We're underneath the shade. I saw a Bill Dance video a couple days ago. I love watching Bill Dance videos when I'm doing some of the work around the farmhouse. Playing with the horses out in the barn, or I just sitting in my tack room working on some of my terminal tackle, exchanging hooks, or any of that general maintenance. And a lot of us listen to podcasts, and I appreciate everybody who listens to John Graves Kayak Fishing. I do appreciate it. Hope you're getting something out of it. I certainly enjoy doing it, that's for sure. But I like watching, and I like listening to Bill Dance. Bill Dance in the background is good for me. I always learn something. And today is probably one of those days where Bill Dance would consider to be one of the toughest fishing days, and it's a clear blue sky and sunshine. So that really gets these fish a lot closer to the shade than we would want them to. They're really in there tight. And they are up against that wood. Here in southwestern Ohio, bass do grow on trees. So Jason Ricketts was here earlier, and he was showing off the brand new Jackson kayak, the NAR, the K-N-A-R-R. I think there were two R's, like in NAR. But it is a sweet-looking kayak, that's for sure. Really nice-looking kayak. Good job, Jackson. It's got the sort of like a belt drive on it. It's called the Flex Drive. It looks super smooth, and Jason looked absolutely comfortable in that bad boy. I'll have some video of that up on my other platforms, Facebook and TikTok. You can follow me, John Marion Graves, on Facebook. And then JG Kayak Fishing on TikTok, otherwise known as Poochie's World. So here's one of the great reasons why I love this Hobie 9-foot iTrek inflatable. Right now I'm stuck in some junk, and if I were to attempt to accomplish the task of bringing my Hobie Pro Angler 14 in here where I am, really tight up underneath the trees and the bush line in that shade, you know, listening to that Bill Dance, getting back to that, get these fish, they're in the shade. So Jason was very successful in tossing the black and blue Jig Master with a Bandito bug, black and blue, Jason's favorite color, and he was pulling some nice ones out of here. Meanwhile, was pretty unproductive. I've been tossing the jackhammer. I've been tossing the Brian Thrift big bladed chatterbait, which is fantastic. Big bronze blade on there. Boy, and the water conditions like southwest Ohio, here at Stone Lake Lake specifically, where literally you got maybe 6 inches. And this was very similar to Chickamauga's conditions just a few days ago. Now, they did have some rain. The spot that I've picked out for the Hobie Bass Open Series is very similar to this. I'm comfortable here, and Stone Lake is literally just a few minutes away from my house, so it's very convenient, as it was this morning because I got here. Jason was already rigged up. He already had that big beautiful gnar, that gnarly looking thing out in the water, and when I arrived, and it doesn't take really a long time for me to get this inflatable ready, which is another thing I like about it. Literally, I'm in and out of the water within just a few minutes, and I'm getting out of Kitech right now. I'm replacing my trailer that I have on my jackhammer with a Swing Impact 4.5 Kitech, and they just seem to really work on as trailers really well, so I've been sticking with those for a while. However, I do turn them upside down, and to me it just it works better. So turn that tail fin upside down and try that for a while and see what you think about it. Now this one is actually about half inch longer than my other ones that I usually use, but there's something else that I do special with them, and it just works out great in these conditions. So you hear me wrestling around with my terminal tackle box there. I'm breaking out the Spica Dip and Glow. And what I will do on this Kitech, which is a... the Silver Flash Minnow. Silver Flash Minnow goes everywhere. But I dress them up a little bit. If I know there's a lot of, if they're hitting a lot of shad, I'll put a little black body spot right there, about right up in the front of the Kitech swim bait with my Spica Dip Black scented. It's a garlic marker. Absolutely amazing. They have been taking art to the water since 1993. And then I'll put a little fire red up underneath the head of it. And that'll be up underneath the skirt. And on a day like this, it really, really shows itself. A lot of sun. It really reflects beautifully in the water up against the silver minnow Kitech. And then put a couple red marks along the body. They're not a whole lot, but that is the Spica Dip and Glow fire red. And that one is a stinkum. I'm loading this bad boy up. Now with the game fish smell is a chartreuse Spica Dip and Glow marker. And I am going to just dress the tail up. And that's going to give it that flash there that we need. And this matches up beautifully with this bluegill style jackhammer that we got here in a bluegill skirt. It's got a little chartreuse on the belly of it. And let's see what happens, shall we? Let's take art to the water. Spike it. Dip and glow markers. And those scented markers are pretty fantastic. Yesterday we came out here and was very, very productive. One of the best days I've ever had on Stone Lick, and I was just basically, throwing swim baits. Throwing the chatterbaits, throwing the whole high school marching band down there. So went and loaded up on a few more jackhammers. Got some a couple more Brian Thrift big bladed chatterbaits. Loaded up on some of the Kitech Swing Impact. I put those on the back for the trailers. And those work really well on the spinnerbaits. Although, spinnerbaits, I really don't put a lot of trailer action on there. I think I go the whole Kevin Van Dam thing, man. Let that spinnerbait, it's a reaction bite that they're into. Let them just, attack that spinnerbait, In fact, today it was amazing. And I was around the corner, but I had enough visual on Jason when he went to go set the hook. Boy, it was a strike that just bent his rod. He got the spinnerbait up to the kayak and realized that one of the blades were gone. And whatever that was hit that thing so hard that it took the blade off of his spinnerbait. So that's a reaction strike, So, but if I do put a trailer on there, I like using just like the little, there's a little zoom. Trailer doesn't really have a tail on it at all. It's a split tail. I'm not even sure exactly what that thing is. So like a jerk bait, but works really well. A white one, and then I'll dress it up also with all the Spica Dip and Glow colors. And they come in a lot of different scents and a lot of different colors. Pink works out quite a bit. They have a pink marker, blue marker, black marker, green marker, fire red, chartreuse. Check them out, spikeit.com. If the fish don't like it, spike it. And it works out really well for me in these conditions. So the reason that I chose this spot in Chickamauga to fish out of next weekend at the Hobie Bass Open Series, it reminds me of this place, and I'm comfortable here. I know I'll find a groove. Hopefully I'll find a groove. At least all my equipment's balanced out. I'm used to this. I'm going to take the Hobie iTrek 9 inflatable down there. This is literally a kayak that takes no effort. No effort. I absolutely love it. Does it store everything you would love to have? No, it doesn't. Does it leave you vulnerable? Yes, it does to a certain degree. You know, there's no gunnels on this inflatable. It's just like you're sitting on a deck or a floating dock. Really, it has that feeling. But if that, you know, sitting on a stand-up paddleboard doesn't bother you without having those gunnels or those sides, you know, when you go to bring that fish on board, you have to just be a little bit more cautious. And when it comes to, you know, I made that mistake a few weeks ago here at Stonewick Lake. I got a really nice Catch X board floating around here. Well, he's not floating. He sunk real fast. That was the issue. And but you will lose things off of this a lot easier, you know. But I'll tell you what, it'll get you into spots that you cannot get into with the Hobie Pro Angler 14 and other kayaks. It is amazing. In fact, this spot that I'm in at Chickamauga, and by describing it, a lot of people may that are familiar with Lake Chickamauga know where I'm at. The ability to take this, you can't portage your kayak. You can't walk overland with your kayak to get to a spot. You can pull your kayak down to a launching spot, but you can't come from the water, go across land, and then get into other water. You have to get there by water itself in your watercraft. And so this spot that I'm in allows me to get back into this little cove, very much like the one I'm in right now. So I'll feel comfortable in this thing. And it's close to where you could pull off the side of the road. And again, I'm taking this thing down to Lake Chickamauga in the trunk of my Sonata Hybrid. So I'm getting from Cincinnati to Lake Chickamauga for about $27. Which is incredible, you know, and today's gas, that's just nuts right now. Here's another goodie. I'm tangled up underneath some brush, but I'm going to get to it pretty easy. This thing just turns on a dime. In fact, you can use a big bladed Brian Thrift chatterbait as a trolling motor on this inflatable. It's incredible. You just pull yourself right around the lake with it, but you do have to be careful. This is the kayak that I got a little, you know, too confident in, and I flipped and I lost a lot of equipment here. So you do have to be careful and know how far you lean over on it. Unlike, you know, on the Hobie Pro Angler, you have that. Oh, that's a log that I'm attached to. I ain't gonna lose that $20 chatterbait. No, I am not. I got just bird casted my, or bait, bird nested my reel here. This is where I'd like to have my can of Reel Magic, which I don't have. If you ever tried Reel Magic, I really like that stuff. It's like, you know, it's just a lubrication. I don't know how it works. It's not like WD-40. Not sure how it works exactly, but it does. It keeps the memory, I think, is what you don't want in your line, you know, where it remains like this bird. This thing's a mess like right now, so I'm gonna retrieve my Brian Thrift chatterbait. But here's a good example. See, everything's just going a mess all of a sudden, but with the ability to literally, here's what I'm going to do. Since that chatterbait is floating on a log, and it's a heavy log, I'm going to grab it, pull it back straight, and I am going to put the 180 Mirage Drive in the reverse and just pull myself, or pedal, Mirage my drive myself would be the word that we use, I guess, in a Mirage Drive. I'm going to drive myself back out of this mess right here. So there's a good example. If that was a Hobie Pro Angler 14, I wouldn't have been able to do that so delicately. You'd probably hear me screaming right now, and just because that was a mess. Wind's blowing a little bit. I just bird nested my $20 chatterbait. Is caught on wood. I'm up underneath trees. I got rods sticking straight out. And with the ability of the Hobie iTrek 9 inflatable just to easily pull myself in there and back right out is amazing. I love it. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break. Got some stuff coming up from our sponsors. I'm going to shout them out, and we will be right back after I get this bird nesting out of my LPA, Pro Staff American Tackle Reel. It's a beautiful reel, but right now it's useless. We'll be right back.
I don't care what you had to do, beg, steal, borrow, get the golden ticket to ICAST. It's literally the greatest fishing industry trade show of the world. It's coming up. It's in July. If you're a rod builder, stop by American Tackle. Check out some of the fantastic award-winning American Tackle rod building components. And they also got a really fine line of lures and American Tackle Pro Staff soft baits and the Bushido shallow crankbaits. They're one-stop shop. Stop by, introduce yourself. You can't miss us. We are in the middle of everything ICAST. We are right next to the big fish tank. Boom. Stop by and say hello to us, okay? I can't wait to see you.
Wow, what a beautiful morning. Absolutely gorgeous. It's about 7:15 a.m. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Happy Monday morning. Doesn't feel like a Monday morning now. A lot of cool things happening in the Queen City. Do you know how Cincinnati got that name? It was a poem that was written about her. Hawthorne, I think that might be the gentleman's name. To the Queen of the West in her garland dress by the banks of the beautiful river. I think there's a little bit more to it than that. This message of mine, sweet fruit of the vine, the wind and the bird shall deliver to the Queen of the West. Garlands dressed by the banks of the beautiful river. So I'm in Stonelick Lake right now, and some might call me crazy for being back here again, but this lake is working out perfectly for me and what I'm prepping to do. June 4th and 5th coming up this weekend. We have the Hobie Bass Open Series. It is finally here, Lake Chickamauga. It's sold out in literally no time at all. I was lucky to get on board with that. Boy, do you have to have your credit card ready now. At high noon, you better be out on the street with your credit card ready to spend some money. 200 anglers will be showing up, and boy, I'll tell you what, it's got 198 of them. Absolutely pros, and then Brian Tacey and myself. It's good to see Brian Tacey from Strictly Sail. It's going to be exciting to see him back out on the Hobie Bass Open Series again. Very first Hobie Bass Open Series that I ever got into, and it was the first time that I ever really went to an event that was of such size and magnitude. I really felt like something special. It was pretty amazing, and that was back then, so it's been a while since I've been in one. Lake Gunnersville was my last Hobie Bass Open Series, and I just didn't really get to thoroughly enjoy that one because, well, the wheel fell off the F-350. Just fell right off the front of it. Zach and myself headed southbound, and tire blew up about maybe 100 miles south of the Mason-Dixon line, and we got over that hump. We made it to Gunnersville State Park early in the morning. We made it sleep in the cab of the truck because you can't drive a truck, or you can't drive a car, literally, like after, you know, 1 a.m. or something, you know. Can't come rolling in there and setting up your camp. And I can appreciate that, but we didn't have much to set up. I would say that the diesel truck sounded a little noisy. You know, they can make some noise that early in the morning. And so we slept in the cab of the truck for about an hour or so, and then finally the guy came by and said, "Man, I can't make you guys do that, so can you know, be as quiet as you can. Don't set up your tent." Yeah. We set the tent up. We turned the truck off and we set the tent up. That's what we did. But that was the last Hobie Bass Open Series, and a lot more went bad after that. Literally. I mean, literally the wheel fell off. Not just the tire blowing out, but the wheel literally fell off the truck. And some gentleman there who was had a son professionally fishing in one of the boat tournaments. I mean, that lake gets hammered. It gets absolutely hammered. He was gracious enough to see that we had an issue and we needed a truck to get the Hobies around, and by golly, the guy lends his 150 Ford pickup truck, brand new one. I couldn't believe it. Just amazing. Oh, there was a nice little bite. Nice. I'm not really, to be honest with you, it's okay if I don't catch no fish. I am in the Buckeye season, both the smallmouth and the largemouth tournament. And these are season-long tournaments, so pressure's kind of off, which is kind of nice. It does me a lot of good, you know, when I can just come out here and just catch one fish at a time. Weather's just absolutely gorgeous. It's going to be 90 degrees today. That's what happens in southwestern Ohio. Hey, we caught on something, but it comes right out. So we are running a low profile this weekend, and I'm just going to go, you know, I'm going to swing for the fences. However, just, concentrate on every single cast. And be confident that in every single cast in Lake Chickamauga during the Hobie Bass Open Series, you know, you're capable of catching a 7, 8, 9, 10 pound bass. And so this Stone Lick Lake, the reason I'm here again in the iTrek 9 inflatable is that it's very similar in the layout to this place, the spot that I found down in Lake Chickamauga, and I have a feeling that there's going to be a few people there. It was just such a good spot. Really only kayak anglers can get in there, and so I'm sure the pressure is totally off in this area. Things are subject to change. I can go back and, you know, a week. I was there about 4 days ago pre-fishing, and was somewhat successful, but I certainly saw a lot of fish. And if the cards line up right, they say it's going to rain like cats and dogs down there on the Friday. It looks like 80% chance of precipitation around the Lake Chickamauga area. And that's a big area, though. You got, 70 plus miles of area that you can roam. With only 200 kayak anglers, there's going to be a few spots that'll probably be, you know, have a few anglers within sight of each other. But for the most part, you know, the really cool thing about kayak angling and the size of that lake is that you may not ever see another kayaker. And in this spot, it'll be, we may see one because it's so good, or two, who knows, we may see 20. If I see all the pros, you know, if Eric Siddiqui's there, then I know it's probably a pretty good spot. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It is absolutely going to be a blast. That's we're going to head down Thursday, and I'm going to get out Friday morning as if it's showtime, rain or not, and I'm going to the spot, and I'm just going to hang out and float around and do the same thing I'm doing right here, just concentrate on every single cast that you make, try to get all your equipment set up right, how you like it, make sure everything's just copacetic, make sure everything's just running nice and smooth. I feel like I'm out just riding the bicycle right now, you know, you think, why am I putting in just literally thousands and thousands and thousands of training miles that I rode on a bicycle doing nothing? You're not catching anything except maybe a few, you know, bugs in your teeth. But literally, you're not. It was so, I right now, I think I'm just perplexed to think what enjoyment I got out of that. You know, where was my reward other than just my clarity of mind, just getting out there and breathing, and you know, the adrenaline's something that you can get addicted to, I'll tell you that. You know, so I came along with it, you know, but wow, this is certainly a lot better for me. So right now, I'm just putting in the miles in the saddle, and I'm just going through the motions and keeping myself in shape and just making sure all my equipment's good. And so far, we are rock and roll ready. However, I did snap one of my rod tips. I'm not sure how that happened, but it did. And I just looked up and I said, why, you know, that crankbait's hanging a little funny. And lo and behold, it was the tip, about an inch of the one of my toxic rods from American Tackle 2, one of my favorites. So I'm going to definitely have to get that replaced. That was tough just a few days before Gunnersville. One of my favorite rods. I think I you know, you just, if you pack those things and you just fracture those rods sometimes, just a hook set or just getting it caught in a tree as you're going up underneath it, and that did happen a couple times yesterday, so I'm sure that's what happened. It just got caught up in it, up underneath the tree, and probably just scraped by it. I didn't notice that it snapped tip off. But right now we're armed up pretty good. I had to bring out some of my crazy little extras, but they are pulling through. I got two loose rods that I have on board, both custom speed sticks and both with Team Laser loose spools, and right now this one I'm using as a jigging. It's a medium-heavy action with just a moderate fast tip, and it just works out really good for my laying those black and blue jigs, which work so well in the southwestern Ohio muddy water. And boy, I was up here yesterday with Jason Ricketts, and Jason was in the brand new 2022 Jackson Kayaks NARR. K-N-A-R-R, NAR, and boy, did it have a Viking feel to it. It looked like a Viking ship, It is a big kayak, and I think a lot of people are going to find that one a lot of fun. But it was a really good-looking kayak. A little too big for me, though. I have to say, I'm downsizing. And that's just, you know, getting back into that, you know, big. You know, bigger's not necessarily better in this sport. I found myself carrying a lot of stuff that I just did not need. And to be honest with you, I can get in and out of the water, and I have everything I need right now to catch a bass on this iTrek 9. And if I can't catch a bass with what I got on this iTrek 9, then I don't deserve to catch a bass. And, you know, the odd thing is I've been more productive with that attitude. It's been absolutely amazing. So, you know, I've been just trying to find that groove for the last, since I got the iTrek 9 back, actually. Strictly Sailing Kayaks. Big shout out to them up in Blue Ash on Kenwood Road. They've been there since 1978. And they sponsor the John Graves Kayak Fishing Podcast. So they're gracious enough to allow me to test these kayaks and get them out and play with them. And by golly, I got my hands back on the iTrek 9. Now this is the one that I flipped, and I did it right here in Stone Lake Lake. But I have a lot of faith. That was my fault. I have a lot of faith in this thing. I am a little bit more cautious on it. I feel more vulnerable, I will say that, because it doesn't have the gunnels. Certainly doesn't have the gunnels like the Jackson Kayak Gnar. That thing almost has a canoe feel to it. And those are kayaks that they do not have in stock at Strictly Sailing Kayak. They're a Hobie line, but they got others. They got New Canoe. They got Old Town, man. The Old Town kayaks have just been amazing. And I'm telling you, if you want to really get into that size of a kayak that's going to carry a lot of, you know, not a lot of stuff, but more stuff than I can here on this inflatable, that's for sure. The Old Town PDL 106, you just can't beat it. It's the Mini Cooper of kayaks. And they got a lot of them in stock up there at Strictly Sail. I mean, they got all kinds of stuff. Inflatables. I think they got some 11s. They got some 14s up there. Who knows? I think they do. They got definitely some 360s in stock. I helped carry them out of the semi-tractor trailer, and they're heavy, so I know they got them. Check them out online, strictlysail.com. Or no, actually, it's Strictly Sail, Inc. But, you know, do we have to do that crazy stuff anymore? Can you just look up Strictly Sail? And then you have a little website button to go to, right? Check it out. So all good. So something that I did with you, you have no place to lay your rods down, okay? And there's not a lot of attachments that the Hobie iTrek 9 has. It's literally just like a stand-up paddleboard. It's got the Mirage Drive in it. It's just fast. It's can turn on a dime. It's just an amazing watercraft. But it's limited, okay? So you really have to strip down. I mean, you have to get in your Speedos on this thing, man, you know? So it's going to be exciting down there at the Hobie Bass Open Series. That's why it's so important for me just to get into this kind of, you know, this mood and this kind of like a way of fishing and where to place things. And it takes a while to figure that stuff out because you want everything to run smooth as you possibly can. I mean, the less headaches you have and the best even flow that you can create for yourself and your equipment, your kayak, man, that's when you're really going to have a good tournament. You're staying positive, everything's working for you. You're going to have your hiccups, but if you can get that stuff down and you're just out normal day fishing, like a again, just when you're out in the saddle, just putting in the miles, man. So I had to figure out something to do with my rods to lay them down. One, when I secure a fish, and I don't want to swing around and put the rod on the in the Yak Gadget Low Pro crate that I have back there, which is a pretty good size crate for the iTrek 9, but it handles it well, and I can carry a lot of rods. I got a 360 light. I got my net back there. Although when the action starts happening, the net is placed on the bow of the iTrek 9, and there's just enough space for that net. Oh, there we go. There we go. That's a nice one. Oh my gosh. Come here. Oh my gosh. Nice. Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wow, that thing is a freaking beast right there. Holy spag moly, that thing hit hard. I gotta back up out of the weeds here, ladies and gentlemen, and get out into the open one to just make sure I don't have anything that gets hooked up around here. Okay, let me secure myself. Oh yeah, that's probably an 18 inch. Small mouth, or not a small mouth, I'm sorry, but a large mouth. Oh, let me get that, boy, that jig just right up in the crown. I'm using the Jig Master black and blue. It's just a structure jig, really. Buddy, let me get you back in the water and let me get my stuff ready, okay? So what I do with the net is I want to get the fish back in the water as fast as I can. And so I'm using a very, very big, big net. You can hear him. He's rocking and rolling, isn't he? So that's why I like a really, really big net so that I can secure him. So I get the measuring board out. I got my ID for the tournament, and then we get the phone downloaded on TourneyX app, and we snap that catch photo release picture, and boom, we send that off to Tourney X. But let's see how big he is, and that means that I'm gonna have to take the phone back. So we'll be right back. But hold on there, buddy. We'll be right back with John Gray's Kayak Fishing. This guy's probably a 3-pounder, and that's good for Ohio.